This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Peter Sepp. He's the Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union, a grassroots organization located just outside the nation's capital. We want to get his thoughts today as President Obama orders the various cabinet departments and agencies throughout the administration to slash $100 million in spending over the next 90 days. So is this a commitment to fiscal discipline? And Pete, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
So is this a sign that the president is intent on going line by line and being as fiscally responsible as possible, or is this kind of a drop in the bucket compared to what we've seen in terms of spending packages?
Well, it's a sign, but you'd need a pair of extra thick glasses to actually see that sign, and more importantly, try to figure out what's going to happen next. Just to put these figures into perspective, because people, their eyes glaze over when they hear trillions and billions and millions, the federal government spends a total of $100 million approximately every 15 minutes of the year. So what Mr. Obama is doing, basically, is telling his departments, come up with enough spending cuts to give the taxpayers an extra 15 minutes off all of the spending that the government will do in the entire year. That is a drop in the bucket, as you say. And unfortunately, many of the spending reduction proposals in his own budget plan represent either a drop in the bucket or proposals that have been around for years.
Pete, why do you think he's doing this? If in fact it doesn't amount to much more than 15 minutes of government spending, why go through this?
I think this is a publicity stunt. The president certainly knows how to take advantage of the bully pulpit to give a good speech, and $100 million sounds like a lot of money to the average person. It certainly is a lot of money to the average person. Unfortunately, the federal government's own finances are so incomprehensibly huge that people don't realize, put into perspective, it is very, very little, almost meaningless in terms of the overall budget picture. And again, when you look at other spending cuts he is proposing in his 10-year spending plan, you have agriculture subsidies that have been targets in the past, even in the Clinton administration. You have spectrum auctions, giving the airwaves that the federal government owns away through sales to the highest bidder. All of these things and many, many more have been proposed for spending cuts before.
We're talking with Peter Sepp of the National Taxpayers Union. And Pete, what do you think would be a sign of a genuine commitment to really attacking the fat in the budget and perhaps even bringing it down from previous levels?
I think we saw a decent effort on that front through Secretary Gates at the Department of Defense. He has come out with a plan that would get rid of some of the worst offenders in the military budget, including the presidential helicopter replacement. We all know about Marine One, the chopper that takes him to Andrews Air Force Base. That project had grown so badly that we were talking about spending about $460 million apiece on those helicopters. That was a good move to terminate the program. Gates has other programs targeted. Unfortunately, some of that is going to go toward other spending and other defense programs. We need to be saving money on net terms. I think in the end, the real test will be entitlement spending. The president has to take a shot at trimming federal benefit programs, if not in health care, then in unemployment compensation or the disability funds, or more likely, the Social Security funds. Those are the programs that are going to grow the most over the next decade. Those are the ones that are going to threaten our long-term fiscal balance.
Pete, those are often called the third rail of American politics. Social Security certainly was for a long time, if not still thought of that way. What do you believe would be a meaningful way to approach one of those systems, or perhaps more than one, in a way that makes it more fiscally responsible?
The first thing you do is convince the people that you're trying to run these programs as efficiently as possible. There's something like $40 billion worth of improper payments in the Medicare and Medicaid programs, maybe even more. If we go after that first, then we come up with a plan to limit the future growth in spending of those programs, give the governors and states mandates, more flexibility in delivering Medicaid benefits. Think about means testing for Medicare benefits, and certainly streamline the program's administrative costs. If you do all of those things, I think the American people will say, well, he's taking a balanced approach. Yes, we're going to have to sacrifice some federal benefits, but the overall plan will make it much easier for future generations.
Who's got more responsibility to bring spending down, whether it's through entitlement spending or other excesses in the use of taxpayer dollars? Because you mentioned what the president could do here. What about Congress? Obviously, you've had plenty of frustration with them as well.
Yes, all through the Bush administration, one of the few valuable tools that the president came up with was the program assessment rating tool, in which dozens, even hundreds of programs that are ineffective or obsolete or overlapping would be proposed for elimination, and Congress would add the money back into the budget during the appropriation process. So lawmakers also have a role here, and their role is to, if not back the president, then come up with other proposals to cut spending that they can live with. Put up or shut up, really, is the phrase of advice here in Washington.
Pete, just about 30 seconds or so left here. How optimistic are you that any of the major steps you've just talked about will be pursued anytime soon?
I think Medicare reform will almost have to be pursued very soon, because the hospital insurance portion of the program is already devouring its own assets in the so-called trust fund. Those assets are federal debt securities. So every dollar redeemed adds a dollar to the national debt. That can't go on. It will have to be confronted soon.
Pete, unfortunately, that needs to be the last word. As always, sir, we greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
Peter Sepp is Vice President of Communications at the National Taxpayers Union, one of the leading grassroots organizations on tax policy in America. This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network.